Gale force wind slams the helicopter sideways, and rain needles the windshield. Below, a flooded river is ripping a farmhouse off its foundation. On what is left of the roof, Sarah is on her knees, arms locked around two large golden retrievers. The dogs are soaked, shaking, and whining over the roar. Your rescue swimmer, Mark, has dropped onto the slick shingles. His voice cuts through your headset, tight with effort. She will not get in the basket without the dogs. You know the rule. In this kind of turbulence, hoisting large animals during a critical human rescue is forbidden. A panicked dog can thrash, flip the basket, tangle the hoist, or injure Mark. It could put the aircraft and everyone aboard at risk. Then the house shifts. You feel it even from above, a deep, ugly lurch. The roof is breaking apart, maybe 90 seconds before it shatters into the rapids. If Mark tries to force Sarah into the basket, she may fight him, and you may lose the only seconds you have. If you authorize the dogs, you may be gambling with Mark's life and the helicopter. If you pull Mark out, you leave Sarah to a choice that will likely kill her. The hoist cable is already out, swaying in the wind. You have to decide now. What's your call?